Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. From the time that we got off the air yesterday to this morning, we might have had the strangest, craziest, most newsworthy day in New York football history. Especially in the offseason. There's no doubt about that. You had Anthony Barr saying no thanks to the Jets, backing out of that agreement. Then the real stuff started to happen. If you don't like that sound, you're in for it this morning because we're going to be hitting it all morning long. This is why that air horn was created. Odell Beckham Jr. gets traded to the Browns. Then, after midnight, after Le'Veon Bell drops his new album, by the way, that came first, the Jets sign Le'Veon Bell. Un-freaking-believable. What was that last one there? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Man, I'm worn out, man. Yesterday was crazy. And, you know, you start with Anthony Barr. You remember last year, yesterday we were leaving here at 10 o'clock. Man, it was great. You had Mosley, you had Barr, you had Osemele, you had Crowder, you had Bellamy. And the Jets were looking at Paredes from Denver, possibly. They were in on Le'Veon Bell. And everything was great in the Jet world.
Yeah.
And then, of course, late in the afternoon, you find out that Anthony Barr basically backs out of the Jet deal and decides to remain in Minnesota. It's amazing watching like all the reaction to like what happened to Antonio Brown, what happened to Odell Beckham Jr. last night, and what happened with Anthony Barr. Could you imagine if a team did to Anthony Barr what Anthony Barr did to the Jets?
Oh, man.
Could you imagine if the Jets said, you know what? Well, we kind of got an agreement, but we're going to back out on you. Goodbye. We don't want you. Could you imagine if that would happen the other way around?
And then teams that were interested in that player signed somebody else and couldn't get back in on that player.
Right. And it's kind of interesting. Then when Odell Beckham Jr. gets traded, I even saw, like, I think it was Jamal Adams said, no loyalty. Well, why should there be? Why should there be any loyalty if the players are going to act the way the players are acting in some of these cases? And I think Antonio Brown being the case where it shows you got to be really careful who you're signing here. All right, so let's start with Odell Beckham Jr. Here's the thing. You and I have been talking about this for months now. I believe that the Giants actually sold high in this case. They got more than the Steelers got for Antonio Brown, and they got more than the Raiders got for Amari Cooper, and a higher draft pick, by the way. So Dave Gettleman sold high here knowing a couple of things. One, I do not believe that Odell Beckham Jr. wants to play another year with Eli Manning. I don't believe he wants to go down that road. Number two, Odell Beckham Jr. the last 2 years has been oft injured. And I do believe the last four games of last year in which he didn't play because he had a contusion in his leg, I believe that set off some alarms within the Giants building over there, and they weren't happy with him. Number three, he goes on with Lil Wayne in ESPN and basically wonders aloud as to whether or not he likes playing here in New York and questions his quarterback openly. Number four, he gets on his all fours in Philadelphia and acts like a dog in the end zone. Number five, he makes a marriage proposal to the kicking net. Number six, he gets into that huge fight with Josh Norman, acting like an idiot on the field.
Let's not forget about Paris and the pizza and the potential drugs.
So you have Paris and the pizza. You also have the boat trip down to Miami before the Green Bay playoff game. I mean, enough is a freaking enough. I don't care how good you are, it's tolerance and it's production. His production the last 2 years, due in large part to injuries and because he decided to take himself out, he is the all-hype team. This is an all-hype guy that is basically a fruitcake when it comes to being a part of a team. And, you know, maybe some of his teammates are going to miss him. Always so great. I think he's more hyped than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So, I'm all in with David Gettleman on this one. You and I have been talking about this for months and months.
I said it yesterday. I said, trade Odell Beckham Jr., cut Eli Manning, draft a quarterback, go in for a full rebuild. The problem is, though, and I am on board with this deal, and I don't think the return's as bad as everybody else is talking about. I think that's pretty decent return for Odell Beckham Jr. The problem is they're a year late. This is the issue, and this is where Dave Gettleman's going to get criticized and has been getting criticized, is they didn't have, as an organization, Gettleman and others, didn't have the foresight to say, we're going to stink in 2018, we need to do this stuff now. Now, they discussed about trading Odell Beckham Jr. They did not. Instead, they signed to a contract extension, so now they have to eat $16 million in dead cap money. They still don't have the quarterback of the future. They still have Eli Manning on their roster, and they're a mess. Just think about the great position they would be in if they realized this last year.
And by the way, you know, the league year starts this afternoon, so we're just actually getting started in the 2019 league year. So this is really the beginning, and this is the first, you know, I wouldn't say the first move, because they've already, you know, let Landon Collins go, and he signs a huge deal at Washington. They traded Olivier Vernon to the Cleveland Browns for Eric Zeitler, and I do believe that that's probably where this whole thing started, yeah. Maybe with Odell Beckham Jr. It might even started before that. But at the end of the day, when you really think about all the nonsense that Odell Beckham Jr. created around the Giants, the money that they gave him, and then the fact that he is injured a lot and doesn't play in every game, I'm looking at this going like, Dave Gettleman did the right thing.
Right. He made a little bit too late. I mean, they shouldn't have signed him to the deal, because now you got to deal with the dead cap stuff and all of that. But yes, and this is why we kept bringing it up, because after the contract, and let's not forget, everybody that was talking about whether to give him the money or not give him the money was talking about his prior behavior. Then all of a sudden, Odell Beckham Jr. was perfect. He was showing up to practice. He wasn't saying anything. He looked great after the injury in 2017. Look, he's a changed man. He matured. Like most of us do as we get older, he's maturing. It's time for him to get the money. And then all of a sudden, it was another 180 from the new mature Odell Beckham Jr., and he's sitting next to Lil Wayne saying he's not sure if New York is the place to be, when the Giants just made him the highest paid wide receiver in football. So things change.
Internally, the level of pain in the ass is like at an all-time high. Sure. It's like a 10.
Right.
And it's just too much work. It's too much work for Pat Shurmur. Do you think Pat Shurmur wants to get up there and talk post-practice or post-game about one individual's comments somewhere else?
No.
Other than on the field. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing about, how hard a guy works. You know, I'm sorry. I'm paying you $18 million. Work hard. That's the least I should get out of you.
Sure, I know.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, he created a firestorm. He is all hype. You know, there is a good football player in there somewhere. There's a competitive football player in there somewhere. I have lauded him at times when he is out on the field, where you could see that he is a difference maker. But at the end of the day, how many games has he missed? How many problems has he created? And the internal aspect of, from the head coach's standpoint, from the ownership standpoint, from the general manager standpoint, how much crap are you going to put up with?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I could say the same thing about the Steelers and Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, one of the big questions around Dave Gettleman right now, and I hear it everywhere, is what is his plan? What is the plan right now? And to me, it's an easy answer. The plan has changed, and because the plan has changed, and because they thought they were going to be better last year, they're in a little bit of a mess. But last year in 2017, they believed that they could rebuild quickly from a horrendous year the year before. They had to fire the coach, and guys are getting hurt, and guys are leaving, and everything else, and quitting midseason, and the defensive backfield's a disaster. They thought that they could quickly go from worst to first in the NFL, because it's been done before, and Eli had something left in the tank. We're going to beef up the offensive line, and we're going to be good. They were wrong. They were dead wrong, and they realized it. That's why there was a purge middle of the season where they traded away guys. That's why you're seeing what you're seeing this offseason. So the plan is now full rebuild. And if you want to cut Eli Manning, I think that would be the smart thing to do. However, now that we know they're in full rebuild, what they probably will do is, because they are beholden to Eli Manning forever, it seems like, is they're going to hopefully draft a quarterback, have an Eli farewell tour, have that year of mentorship, the Kansas City model, even though Kansas City was really damn good when they had Alex Smith as a quarterback. They'll have that, and then they'll move on.
Are the Giants going to draft a quarterback, Paul?
No.
Well, they better now, because this is full friggin' rebuild right now.
And the New York,
that is the plan.
The New York Giants also now have 12 draft picks. Okay, so they have 4 in the top 100, 5 in the top 110. And on top of that, they'll get a compensatory pick for the loss of Landon Collins in the offseason next year. Everybody said, oh, he didn't get anything for Landon Collins. Well, they probably could have gotten a fourth rounder for him last year, but now they get a compensatory third rounder that will be used in 2020. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's I know it's Odell Beckham Jr. I know it's a big name. I know it's like a marquee name. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. Everybody remembers the one-handed catch in a losing game against the freaking Dallas Cowboys. Hey, you know what? Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Because, you know, you have created more hysteria and issues for this franchise than, you know, maybe since Lawrence Taylor. But Lawrence Taylor did live in the world of social media and didn't live in the world of, you know, access to the media the way that this kid has.
Well, he was on winning teams, too. That's the other thing that helps everything Lawrence. He was on winning teams.
Right, so it's 2 years in a row now where they have had two losing records back-to-back, and they haven't gotten any better. And now they're worse, I think, on paper anyway, roster-wise, until we see what they do in the draft and see what other free agents that they possibly may sign. They do pick up some salary cap relief here. They're up to, I think, about $27 or $28 million in cap room moving forward. And remember, they got the roster bonus to give Eli Manning this coming Sunday for $5 million.
Yeah, and I've heard, too, that, and I know that we have said this, that it's crazy for them to continue to be loyal to Eli Manning. But I have heard this idea that Dave Gettleman chose Eli Manning to build around as opposed to Odell Beckham Jr. And I disagree with that thought process. I don't believe that he chose that. I think that they know now that they're in a full rebuild. And whether or not Eli Manning is the starting quarterback next year or it's a rookie quarterback, they know they're in a full rebuild. And if they want to give Eli a farewell tour next year or they don't, I'm not even sure it's going to matter. I think that they finally turn the corner with this trade and realize we're not going to be any good next year. We're just not. So I think that we now have a general manager and a team that understands that they can't win with Eli Manning once they decide to trade Odell Beckham Jr., and we're now going to see them finally turn the page. I didn't believe that yesterday. I believe it today. I think they're going to turn the page sooner or later on Eli Manning. It's not going to be in 2 years, 3 more years. They're going to draft a guy now. I really believe that. And if they want to properly say goodbye to Eli Manning because that's important to them next year, then go ahead and do it.
And the amazing thing is they may have enough draft capital to switch spots with the Jets now.
Yeah.
You know, if they really wanted to go down that road. So, you know, the other aspect of all of this, too, is to think about for 1 minute, you know, the sting that some fans will feel for Odell Beckham Jr. leaving. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, you got to go back and realize that for the amount of money that they were going to pay him and for the amount of productivity that he has given you and the amount of injuries that he has sustained, I'm telling you, they sold high. They sold high right now. Given what Dallas gave up to get the Raiders, Amari Cooper from the Raiders, and given what the Raiders gave up to get Antonio Brown and then have to pay money for Antonio Brown in a 3 and a 5, I think that this is definitely a win for the Giants. It had to happen. And the other thing, too, is Odell Beckham Jr. has an out in his contract in 2 years. So now it becomes the headache of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, who cares about that now, right? If you're a Giants fan.
And I think for the Cleveland Browns, it's a great signing. It's a great trade for them because what have they been lacking for years and years and years? This credibility. And they're finally getting it back. And Baker Mayfield is the first one that brought them credibility. And then John Dorsey has been very, very aggressive, acquiring players, Sheldon Richardson, Olivia Vernon, Jarvis Landry last year. You know, they acquired Kareem Hunt, who will probably start the season suspended and maybe even the middle of the year will come back in to the fold there. So this team, at least on paper, is loaded now. And they are, you know, should be welcome back to the NFL for real this year.
And I would have done this trade if I was John Dorsey of the Browns, and I would have done this trade if I was Dave Gettleman of the Giants. I think it makes sense for both sides. Now, Le'Veon Bell making a decision and chooses the Jets after midnight last night
And he's not going to back out, is he?
I don't believe that he will. Anything is possible, especially with him, and especially after what you saw happen with Anthony Barr. But he is expected to sign with the New York Jets. Le'Veon Bell to the Jets is expected to happen. And I saw how great this guy is. He can be a game changer. He could potentially end up being Sam Darnold's best friend, best weapon. This could be a win. I just hope that he cares about football and cares about being great. And I'm not sure about that yet until I see him.
You have to see it. Up close and personal, I know he dropped his big album last night at midnight,
right? Yeah, well, that right there to me is a red flag.
So why is that a red flag?
Well, because he takes the popularity of himself right now in the news to drop his album that nobody cares about. But what Le'Veon Bell needs to understand is, he needs to understand it's because he's a really good football player that anybody would care about his music.
Yeah.
And if you turn out to be a big bust with the Jets, your name is going to be associated with a loser and a failure as opposed to a rap artist and a Hall of Famer and maybe a potential Jet Super Bowl champion. So think about that. You have to go and play football now. You have to be good. You have to be. And by the way, this whole sitting out a year for Le'Veon Bell thing did not work out. He thought he was going to reset the running back market. This was going to be the thing to do it. That Steeler deal that they offered him was for an extra year, was two fewer guaranteed millions of dollars. So it was 35 that he got. It was 33 from the Steelers. It was 570, and this was what, 452?
Yeah. So the Jets did not have to overpay to get him.
And he's not even the highest paid running back. He was going to be the highest paid running back when the Steelers offered him that deal. So what'd you do? You failed in that conquest. You didn't end up doing what you set out to do. But you got paid now, and now's the time. Now is the time to cement your legacy. Forget about the money, forget about your album, forget about your stupid Fortnite, all this garbage, the jet skis and the nonsense. Now it's time. You had your year off. You got all that out of your system now. Now it's time to focus and play football, and that's the thing that I would worry about with Le'Veon Bell. I'm not saying he's not capable of it. I know he's capable of it. I just need to see it now because this guy's been about everything but football. Everything but football for a really long period of time.
I hope he doesn't have this half-ass attitude coming into play for the Jets. I hope that he's out to prove something and to make a statement. I think Antonio Brown will try to make a statement with the Raiders.
I think
Odell Beckham Jr. will try to make a statement with his buddy Jarvis Landry out there in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. And I hope that this guy comes in with that mindset because I'm telling you, when he is on, he is one of the five best offensive players, non-quarterbacks, in the NFL. When he is going, and he is going 100 miles an hour, to me, that is huge. So yesterday, we left here. I was all pumped up about the Jets, especially with Anthony Barr. Then Anthony Barr backs out. I felt sick to my stomach yesterday because I felt like he, like maybe Antoine Winfield did many years ago, and all of course Kirk Cousins did last year, used the Jets for leverage. For whatever reason, and he didn't get more money from Minnesota. He just took a little less money, but they tweaked their offer a little bit.
Yeah,
and
they sweetened their offer. Yeah, and also they missed out on the center too, who might have used them for leverage as well. Matt Parrott is from the Broncos and now went to the Panthers, so he is that. That's another big deal. So when we left here yesterday, it was like, all right, you got Barr, you got Mosley. Now go out and get Parrott. Go out and get Le'Veon Bell. Barr left, Paradis went to the Panthers. You ended up getting Le'Veon Bell. But still, I mean, I think this has been a really, really exciting time for the Jet fan to digest all of this. And if you get the real Le'Veon Bell,
yep.
Then, I mean, that is about – and by the way, you didn't have to overpay for him, which was a really, really
big deal.
Well,
that's the point. They didn't have to overpay for him. Jim in Connecticut. Jimmy, what's happening, brother?
Jim.
You were the first NFL – quote unquote insider to call this trade, weren't you?
Well, I think Gio and I have been talking about it for quite some time. And, you know, I felt yesterday that something was happening simply because of what happened with Antonio Brown. And
about 6 months ago.
Yep.
About 6 months ago, you said he was going to go with Jarvis Landry and the Browns, and you took a bunch of criticism for it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't worry about that.
Especially in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't, well, Jimmy, well, I don't worry about any of that stuff. It doesn't matter to me. So I don't feel like Jay Glazer. I'm not going to tell anybody out there and call him F-nuts.
Yeah, no. Well, I felt pretty good about it yesterday, too, because when we brought it up again, all the Giant fans came out. Oh, stop. One guy cut the poop emoji he put out there. So he said, cut the poop emoji. They're not trading Odell Beckham Jr. That's just obnoxious. So then I made sure to find that guy and tweet him yesterday.
I don't know why you worry about it. You know, it was so,
I'm not worried about it. I feel great about it. Actually, it's the opposite of worrying about it.
But it's like, we're in the business of like giving opinions. Some of our opinions are right. Some of them are wrong. Some of them are, you know, they come from where we think what we would do if we were in the situation for David Gettleman.
Listen, I'm wrong a lot, and people have a right to come at me for it. I was going to take a victory lap yesterday. I'm sorry. And I'm allowed to do that, and I did. I felt great about it. Because I knew that whole act after they gave him the deal pissed off the Giants to a point where I thought that this was possible.
Absolutely.
And we were talking about it before they gave him the deal and after they gave him the deal. We were talking about it at the trade deadline. And yes, we brought up the Browns because they had a ton of cap space and the draft capital and yada, yada, yada.
And the other thing, too, remember, you know, when Quan Alexander signed his big deal, he leaves the Tampa Bay Bucks and he goes to the San Francisco 49ers 2 days ago, right? This is when it all first starts to hit and all hell's breaking loose. If you remember, Quan Alexander basically said, hey, you know, tweet it to OBJ because they all went to LSU together.
Sure.
You know, come here with me, you know, that kind of thing. So it's like OBJ's people that are around him, whether it be his former teammates at LSU, whether it be, you know, people that have share the same agent with him, we're all lighting the fire.
Yep. And
there
he
goes. And we're keeping it lit, always. And you know what? If you're Pat Shermer, you're like, good riddance, man.
Oh, he remember that press conference
yes.
he had? Where he goes, I'm going to let Odell answer all those questions. He's a big boy. I'm getting the drama out of the way. I mean, you could tell they were really, really annoyed about that.
Sure, man.
That's
right. Especially after they gave him the big contract, because I'm sure Odell Beckham Jr.'s agents and his handlers, OBJ is sorry for anything that he's done to upset anybody, you know, acting like a dog on the field in Philadelphia in a Giant uniform and all this crap. I mean, it is goodbye, man. It is time. It's over. And it's time to move on and cut your losses and sell high. I thought they sold high, and they did okay. Now, hey, look, they just rebuilt their secondary, too. Don't forget that. They bring in Jabril Preppers and Deion Buchanan. So now they have two new safeties as well.
Yeah, Antoine Bethea, too, the veteran safety back there for the Giants. So they went
inside. Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, so they have a couple new players back there. I mean, I think they're going to stink next year. I don't think it really matters what else they do. I think what the important thing is they finally decided that they're going to stink, which is something that they didn't do last year.
It was kind of interesting. Did you see? I thought Peter King had a great tweet last night. Now, obviously, we're still just in the beginning phases of what this roster is going to look like when we finally get to the regular season. But he said basically the Giants are an expansion team with a 38-year-old quarterback.
That's what they are right now. But I do believe now, this morning after this deal, I do believe now that they're going to go out and they're going to get a young quarterback somehow, some way. I don't know.
Are the Giants going to draft a quarterback, Paul?
No.
Well, they trade for a quarterback.
They either get Josh Rosen or they draft Dwayne Haskins. One of those things will happen now. It has to. Because they have decided now to move on. This signaled that to me. Actions speak louder than words. Clearly, Dave Gettleman said it and signed Odell Beckham Jr. to trade him. He just traded his ass to Cleveland. So forget about anything that Dave Gettleman said before. They know they're in a full rebuild. And when you do that, you got to get a young quarterback.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever. Or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.